John 1 over. And a continuation of Mars and Miss Gusser this Monday, the 15th of November, 71. Channel 1 over, and continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Monday, the 15th of November, 71. Channel 1 over, and continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Monday at about supper time, the 15th of November, 71.
She said that she looked fine, but she said she was so tired of feeling fairly good one day and being sick the next. And she just, and this is when the guy was in the house, and I was just out there talking with him before he came in. Where was? Well, anyway, we were down there talking just a minute, and she said she was just about ready to go and just have a complete operation and just,
that's what she told me,
get everything taken out and try to feel good. And I said, well, Shirley, I never thought about you feeling bad a lot of times. She said, I just feel so bad most of the time that I'm just no company for my family. I hadn't heard her talk like that. She said, I'm just irritable, and I'm just no good. I'm going to have a complete hysterectomy, and that's it.
That's what she told me.
But I tell you, she looked good.
Did she tell you about taking that ring out?
No.
I said, you ought not have done that. I said, you ought to went to the doctor and let him done that. That's dangerous.
Mm.
But she said she did.
No, she didn't tell me. No, that is dangerous.
That's very dangerous. Mm. And I told her so. I told her, I said, you sure ought not have done that.
Well, she sure looks healthy. I tell you.
Oh, you can't tell about her. She looks healthy, and she's half dead next day. Still looks healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I'm sick, the whole world knows it.
Oh, I look it, yes. I'm sad. Sad looking.
And sad after.
You know why?
Me too. When I get sick, why people can't help but to know it.
Bob Carson helped him open up that that Rawlins place over there, and that wasn't 100% to the good. For one thing, you got so much traffic going through there,
mm-hmm.
year round, day and night. And I don't know whether that's Ms. Rawlins would appreciate that or not.
Well, I don't know when another thing they're doing there now. They're selling tickets for you to see the place. I don't think she would have approved of that.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, it cost you a dollar, I think, to go through.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the building. That's some kind of park donations, I think, or something.
Yeah. What's the youngest... earliest you knew her, recollection you have of her?
Ms. Rawlins?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't
know. We know when she come there.
I know when she first, when her and Mr. Rawlins first moved there, but what year, I can't tell you.
Well, I know what, I mean, but how old was you when she
came? Oh, I was just a kid.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Well, you don't recollect her as a kid, do you?
Sure.
Do you?
Yeah. When she first come there, see, we was around, you know, all the time. Of course, I wasn't no little bitty fella. I was in the teens,
yeah.
Early teens.
But she was she was young herself then.
She wasn't too old. No.
Oh, yeah.
They come there, they're driving the Model A car.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who was the people live there before
Axelines.
They
did?
Axelines, that's right.
They bought it from Clyde Axelines.
Bought the house?
Mm-hmm. House and it grows. Well, see, there was two groves. There's one in the house place, and just across the road, there was another grove that it belonged to them.
Yeah. And the last thing she needed was a grove.
Well, I guess so. Let's see, he come down and bought all that stuff. Well, he decided then that, I don't know how it worked out or what got wrong, but he decided that he wanted to join the Navy. And she wanted to be a writer. So they went to Ocala and got a divorce on friendly terms.
Yeah.
He went to sea and she went to writing.
But you saw her most of your life, then.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Just off and on.
Yeah. Just about every day or so.
Yeah.
She's just an ordinary person.
That's right.
Yeah. And
she cussed just as big as the next one.
Was she a pretty good cusser?
She was pretty good.
She was an expert.
And get drunk just as big as anybody else.
Well,
and run into
you. In the early days, she
cripple you up, and just like Dr. Strange and Dr. Carson, they weren't nothing except about it.
Uh-huh.
You just got hurt. She could get drunk and ride down the highway and tear up anybody's automobile or turn over, and weren't three in the world said about it because hit was Ms. Rollins.
Well,
I don't think that's right.
They used to pick her up at Island Grove.
I don't think that's right.
She'd go out there and have a wreck, turn over or something, they'd pick her up. Lord come along, pick her up if she wasn't hurt and carry her home, put her to bed. If she had hurt, well, they'd carry her to the hospital, treat her, and then carry her home, put her to bed. I know that to happen.
Yeah.
She threw great big parties at her house and had them lawyers and them doctors out there, and they'd get drunk and.
She didn't do that until later.
After she got through writing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she was still writing, I think, a lot when she did that.
She didn't do that until her and Mr. Rollins separated.
Yeah.
Well, somehow or other, I think of the 30s as being pretty clear over there. She didn't misbehave.
Oh, no, not in the 30s.
Yes. It's the end of the 30s, the 40s. 40s, whenever she started to get ahead, really.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what ever become of her place in New York. You tell me it.
I don't know.
She really had some property in New York.
Well, you'd have a little more peace over there yourselves now. And of course, then they had to open up that road right in front of it to make it a highway. that Dunham place would be a whole lot quieter than where you are. You couldn't get your house over there, could you?
It'd be hard to do.
Oh, shoot, that's a beautiful place.
The only place I've run into close by is over out of your territory, over there. Past the silo, you know what that is. Over past there, they've still got some winding dirt roads over there. But if I have a place over there, they'll pave them the first
time. Oh, yeah, that'd be the first thing that happened. Is have to put up a school bus route or something out there.
Yeah,
I tell you, it's just hard to get away from all that stuff.
It sure is.
I feel like maybe if we'd all go in the middle of the Dunham place and pitch a tent. We might be a little
quiet.
Well,
the hoot owls would keep you awake. So.
You know, that might have put a dirt over there in that Dunham place. We was over there, you know, and walked over it after Joe Weaver Bulldozer. All that. And it was down deep, you know.
Isn't that pretty rich over there?
That's good soil.
That's
good soil. It's hammock soil, but it's good soil.
I can grow just about anything.
It will. Well, you find a spot once in a while that's pretty sandy, you know, maybe an acre.
If we could just get enough ahead for Marvin to stay home.
Get me home, too, while you're at it.
Do we? He wants to stay home, too.
Yeah.
Just stay home and tend to the cows and raise cow feed. And
when I come down here, I figured I could work a while up there and make enough out here to pay off this place, and I wouldn't have to go back.
Well, that's what he
said. The cost of living went up, though, didn't it?
Well, it's a little simpler than that for me, Marvin. I put in silage out here one year, and I went broke on that.
Oh.
Everything I did about that silage was costly and wrong. And after I got it made to know, I put the that year that the frost come early. And I had to start feeding, about the first week of November. And I thought, all right, I've got this material. And I had these old feeding trailers made then.
Mm-hmm.
Made them for that, you know. And I loaded them up, pulled it out there, and just sat back. They put the head in there and just went to eating. But the first thing I knew, they were just sort of pushing it around. You know how they do when they're not mm-hmm. quite satisfied? And a couple of weeks, I could see they weren't mending. They were going down a little bit. Of course, what I found was that I had cured the corn about a week too late, and all the protein had gone. And for that corn silage to be worth a hoot, I'd have to put at least a $5 sack of it in every load of this stuff I hauled out there. And I did. And it broke me. Flat. And I never thought I'd have to pay $100 a day for a pickup, for a dump truck. But I did then.
Mm-hmm.
I got caught. I'd glad to get it.
You know, we got some yearlings at home. We gathered up some yearlings and hauled them up there at the house, and we're feeding them, and I'm afraid it's going to break us
too. Yeah,
they
started off eating too, boy, I tell you. Never seen a bunch of calves.
But you know, if you don't
so get
your little heifers out of the woods
yeah.
and shut them up and help them through the winter, they don't amount to anything.
No.
Well, they ain't old enough to eat that old wood stuff, are they?
And their mammies will get poor, and they don't give them any milk. And,
not through the winter time.
We just have to help them.
Oh, you just bought a whole lot of feed.
We got the ugliest one up there that you ever seen in your life.
Oh, have you?
He's a little dwarf.
He's a dwarf, and he can't. He has to go with his head down like that, and
he's not as big as that dwarf heifer we got there.
And eats all the time.
Yeah, and hollers. Hollers and eats. We better
take him off to the market.
I'm gonna eat
him. No, we're gonna kill him. We're gonna feed him up a little bit.
You take that kind of stuff to the market say there's something wrong with him, or he's a dwarf, and they just take advantage of
it. Oh, yeah.
Now, that little heifer, I believe that little heifer would bring a good price.
She might.
Don't go.
We have to go.
We enjoyed this visit.
Well,
I tell you.
He's got to go home and take a bath and get to bed. He has to get up so early.
To work at 8 o'clock.
We wanted to know how y'all was getting along.
Well, you see, he's better than he was Saturday.
So glad to see you improving.
I think he's going to be all right.
It's not that cold.
It's not that cold, is it?
Sure appreciate you coming over. My goodness.
Well,
y'all must come over.
The travel, come see us.
Well, this is good.
There's Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Marvin and Miss Guthrie this Monday night after supper, just almost at supper, the 15th of November, 71. Around 300. round 300, channel 1 over, channel 1 over, round 300, channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Monday night, the 15th of November, 71. Thank you.